Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
From Greyhound Racing New South Wales, we have got Dave Carlson joining us. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Coz. Just off the top, Gunnedah, the meeting was originally abandoned due to a lack of nominations for this Sunday, but Gunnedah has now been moved from this Sunday to next Wednesday, and nominations are still open. They close on Monday, Coz.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Dave. What do you got this morning for us?
Well, I tell you what, we've got state against state. We've got mutt against mutt yet again. The Blues are taking on the Queenslanders. And our representative for New South Wales in tonight's Group 1 TAB Gold Cup for the Stayers is Poco Dorado in Box 7 for John and Minnie Finn. And we have two runners in the Group 3 TAB Flying Amy Classic. Feral Frankie, yeah, the Feral, for Ray Smith in Box 5. And Nangar Diva for Dennis Barnes in Box 6. And joining us now is parochial Queenslander and Albion Park race caller John Bunny Brash. John, good morning. We beat you 2-1 in the recent Greyhound State of Origin series. Could you be singing the blues again tonight?
Did you have to remind me, Mr. Carlson? Yes, no. Well done to the New South Wales Blues. It was a very, very good promotion again by the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club and also Racing Queensland. And the Blues were the victors this year, and they've got a very, very strong hand in tonight's card at Albion Park again, Dave.
Well, John, Race 8 is the TAB Gold Cup final over 710 metres, $100,000 to the winner. Poco Dorado for New South Wales, currently $6 TAB fixed, is going to jump from Box 7. That's the same box she jumped from when she won the Origin staying race in 41 and 79. Now, she's worn the black rug 12 times for 7 wins and 3 placings. Can she lead this field tonight? Can she win, John?
It's going to be a very interesting box rise, Dave. You've got Bago Bye-Bye out there in the 6, was the fastest heat winner last week, and we know him as a very good on the bunny dog. So if he happens to jump, Poco Dorado might get a good run across, but then Poco Dorado could jump, Dave, and cut off Bago Bye-Bye in the early metres. So that's a very interesting scenario at the start, but as we know, she does race very, very well from outside boxes, and she was a game in defeat behind Bago Bye-Bye last week after copping a little bit of interference down the straight the first time. So it's going to be very interesting, as I said, at box rise, but if the real Poco Dorado turns up tonight, she's going to be in it right up to her ears.
Good luck to John and Minnie. John, Robert Britton. Robbie's chasing a hat-trick of Gold Cups after winning with Fanta Bale in 2017 and Tornado Tears last year. And Tornado, or Batman as he's known, is the $1.65 TAB favourite to defend the title successfully. He's going to jump from Box 2. And I'll tell you what, John, he loves an inside draw. He last wore the checks when he got up by 6.5 lengths in the Association Cup heats at Wentworth Park 5 starts back.
Yeah, Dave, I see he's had 5 wins from 7 attempts at box number 2. And speaking of eye-catching, he was another eye-catcher from box number 6 last week. Got a bit of interference coming around the first turn. But once he worked over to the inside and was able to get into clear running, he really, really finished it off strongly from box number 6 last week and running third behind Bago Bluff. I think he probably settled a little bit closer tonight from towards the inside, and I think he's got an undeniable chance to make it back-to-back Gold Cup tonight.
Trainer Darren Russell, who's actually a New South Welshman, I might add, but does train in Queensland. He has a two-pronged attack on the Gold Cup, John. Bago Bluff from Box 1, which won his heat in 41 and 84. It started about $61, beat Dinah Chancer. And also the New Zealand Cup winner, Bago Bye-Bye, which you've already mentioned out in Box 6. This greyhound sizzled in his heat. He beat Poco Dorado in 41 and 47. And he's the second favourite at $3.60 TAB fixed. Your thoughts on the Darren Russell pair?
Yeah, we've had Darren Russell on radio already up here in Queensland this morning, and he gives both of them a very good chance of being competitive in tonight's run. As I said a little earlier, Dave, that if Bago Bye-Bye begins quickly and is allowed to work to the front, and they're going to have to do the chasing. And he's very, very good on the lure out in front. He's won the three races from four starts at the 7.10. And as I said, it's all going to depend on the jump with him. Slow runners drawn on his inside. So he's obviously going to get the room to be able to get across in the early metres. And if he's in front, I think they're going to have to run him down, and he'll be hard to beat for the Queenslanders. Bago bye-bye tonight. Bago Bluff, a surprise to some last week, but not really to Darren. He thought the Greyhound would finish top four last week, and it was a good result for him, winning the other heat in 41 and 84, and no doubt he's going to give him a good account of himself drawn box number one tonight. And interesting, I posed the question to Darren this morning, Dave, that where did he go with after this? Did he step them towards the national campaign? And an interesting answer by Darren. He said he'll see how they pull up tonight. He may drop them back to the 5.20 for the heats of the Brisbane Cup next Thursday night.
Okay, well, that's been done before. And, you know, we've seen some great dogs so versatile in the past. He Knows You Know is one that comes to mind, which is won the Cup, and not in the same year, but there's also won the Flying Amy. So that's very, very interesting. Now, in the Cup, I see that you're putting Tornado Tears on top, John.
Yeah, I'll go for Batman to make it back-to-back over the Queenslander, over the Queenslander Bago bye-bye. I put 7 Poco Dorado in for third, Dave. So I'll go 2-6-7 there in the Gold Cup final. Of course, Bago Bluff was the fastest heat winner of the Vince Curry earlier this year, Dave, in 30 and 24. And Bago bye-bye, we saw what he could do in a heat of the Australian Cup early. So Darren's probably justified in saying that they could probably drop back to sprint very easily.
Okay. Well, John, what about race six tonight? It's the Group 3 Tab Flying Amy Classic final over the 520 metres. New South Wales has the Feral Frankie in box five. His 29-98 heat win from box eight that you called had to be seen to believed.
Dave, it was one of the best runs I've seen by an individual greyhound on a racetrack in many a long time. Jumped last from box eight, caught wide and checked going around the first corner, got balanced very quickly, got to third down the back straight, stood them up about nine lengths, and still had the hide to run Glorious Izmir and company down and run 29.98 last week. It was an outstanding performance by the Feral.
He's a big fan favourite, the Feral. They love him, and the Forbes-trained greyhound. Can he win from the squeeze?
Oh, it's going to be a bit difficult when you've got speed on the inside with Black Opium. Of course, she ran 29.54 last week. They say she's probably better suited out wide, but in articles I've read this week, Tony Brett said she's even probably better going into this run this week, and so that's very dangerous. Ominous warning there from trainer Tony Brett. You've got the Queensland Derby winner, Seneki. He was a strong win last week, had to work for the win. You've got the speed there with Wild Ash Jakey, the Queenslander. He surprised last week at Big Odds. And you've got Glorious Izmir speed out wide. So it all depends where Ferrell's going to end up in the early metres, Dave. But no doubt he'll be charging home at the end of things again this week.
John Nangardiva for Dennis Barnes for New South Wales, a jump from box six, and has pinged at both of her Albion Park starts, winning a best eight in 29-89 after a 5.52 first split and railing powerfully last week in her heat, clocking 30.07. How do you rate her prospects, Nangardiva?
Yeah, well, if Feral Frankie happens to miss it, another one that can be up on the speed. Davis has said the speed's drawn inside, the speed out wide with Glorious Izmir. And Nangardiva, after you said, run that 5.52 early in a best eight, and she's dropping back to the company of the greyhounds that are in her own age group here tonight. And she's no doubt going to be up there in the early metres as well. So I think she's got an undeniable each-way chance, Nangardiva as well, and what she's shown here in Queensland thus far.
What are your tips in the Flying Amy, Johnny?
I've gone with Black Opium, Dave, to beat Seneki, and I put Feral Frankie in for third. So 1-4-5 there in race six.
And John, I hope you enjoy Sunday afternoon. The footy's on, the game two of the State of Origin Rugby League. But in the afternoon at Capalabar, it's the Strait of Origin, New South Wales versus Queensland up the Capalabar Strait.
Yeah, another good race coming up there, Dave. Hopefully the Queenslanders can take that one out with the a very smart above average for Greg Stella, the fastest heat winner there last week. Other chances look to be, of course, the Evergreen Cosmic Bonus, Cash Point, and also Tempo De Niro. And, of course, Darren Russell has Precious Cell lining up there. So another very good race lining up for $14,000 to the winner up the straight at Capalabar on Sunday. Dave, but well, just another reminder that next Thursday night we've got heats of the Brisbane Cup. And, of course, most importantly, nominations close tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. with Racing Queensland. So that's a little earlier than normal. But nominations for the Brisbane Cup heats for next week close tomorrow morning at 9:30. Other box draws for other minor races on the program will be taken on Monday, and that is earlier than normal as well. It's normally on a Tuesday that the nominations close, but other minor races will close Monday, and those box draws will be known on Monday afternoon. So no doubt the pre-post markets will go up late Monday afternoon, and we'll be able to dissect those the heats of the Group 1 Brisbane Cup for $250,000 to the winner coming up in a fortnight's time.
That is fantastic. The Queensland Winter Carnival. It's terrific, and it's very, very rich indeed. Johnny Brash, thank you so much for your time. Great calling tonight. I'll be on the lounge watching. Hope you and Luke Gatehouse, Leslie Byrne, and all the team at Albion Park have a terrific night at the Creek. And thanks for your time on Going Greyhounds this morning.
Thanks, Dave.
John Bunny Brash there, Sean.
Yep, it's an exciting time, Dave. Now, let's have a look and see. The Golden Muzzle Puppy Auction's only a couple of sleeps away.
Yeah, it is. Sunday at Richmond and Londonderry Road. Londonderry is where you'll find the track. Just take the Richmond Road turnoff if you're coming from the M7. Pups can be viewed from 10:30 in the morning. There's going to be a forum with Jason McKay and David Brash from 11:30, with the auction itself commencing at 1 p.m. It will be all undercover, so it'll be warmer, it'll be drier, and all the details on goldmuzzleauctions.com.au. I'll speak to Wayne Billett from Greyhound Racing New South Wales tomorrow morning, and we'll get the latest on the Gold Muzzle Auction.
I saw a nice pup last night at Whitty Park, did you?
Well, I tell you what, in the first race, Sean, Zipping Truvy, T-R-U-V-Y, Zipping Truvy, a little sister to Zipping Garth, which could have been anything before, unfortunately being injured recently. Zipping Truvy won the opening race at Whitty last night in 29.98 with a run home of 11.62. She got shirt-fronted turning out of the straight, but she rallied and she railed, and despite being bumped again on the point of the home turn, she still won by 3.5 lengths. She's a daughter of Zulu Zeus and Zipping Willow. She's trained by Robbie Tyler, owned by the Hallinans, and she won a previous race at Maitland on debut in 22.48 after trialling at Richmond in 22.38. She's been nommed for race one at Wentworth Park, the quick backup this Saturday night, which is a heat of the fifth grade New South Wales bred series. So follow her, Zipping Truvy, and Rob says to check out her sister, Zipping Jamie, trained in Victoria by Debbie Bewley, Sean. And this pup has won 4 from 4.
All right, now we've got a few winners, Dave.
Yeah, there's 4 meetings, Sean, in New South Wales today. Goulburn kicks off at lunchtime at 12:31. The best bet there, race 3, number 2, All About Irish. Race 3, number 2, the value bet. Race 8, number 1, Snooker Dave. Race 8, number 1. Maitland races from 4:24 this afternoon. The feature there is the Winter Cup final, race 8. The best bet at Maitland, race 4, number 3, My Little Louie. Race 4, number 3, the value. Race 5, number 1, Leonardo Pearl. Mac is calling the action, the great Johnny McDermott. Wagga commences at 5:38 this afternoon. The best bet, race 4, number 1, Candy Willow. Race 4, number 1, value bet. Race 6, number 1, Pearly Queen. And Dapto's on tonight from 7 to 13. Gary Clark calls the action. Best bet there, race 7, number 2, Ari is the one. Race 7, number 2, the value bet. Race 9, number 7, Shannon Allen. Race 9, number 7. And on the card tonight, there'll be 2 heats of the Silver Collar Memorial. Well, I've gone a bit over time, Sean. We had a lot to get through. But I can't wait. And fantastic Thursday coming up on Sky.